The following program may contain music with lyrics or subject matter that is not suitable for all ages. Viewers, listener discretion is advised. Yo!
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
I got to talk. I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see it.
Biggie.
This goes out
Biggie.
To you.
Biggie.
This goes out to you and you and you.
Biggie.
And you.
Biggie.
This goes out to you. This goes out to
Biggie.
You.
Biggie.
This goes out to you, you, you.
Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called Willies, thugs, and rapadons. Get in that ass quick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon, Don Dada. Fuck Papa, you got to call me Francis M.H. White intake like toast, tote iron. Was told in shootout, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clips for extra shit. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady, Frankie baby. Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming fucking something. You should know my steelo. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show to orgies with O's I never seen before. So, Jesus, get off the notorious. Peanuts before I squeeze and bust. If the beef between us, we can settle it with the chrome and metal shit. I make it hot like a kettle get. You're delicate, you better get. Who sent you? You still pedal shit. I got more rides than Great Adventure.
Biggie.
How are you gonna do it?
Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. On your mark, get set. When I spark, you're wet. Look how dark you get when you're marked for death. Should I start your breath or should I let you die? In fear, you start to cry. Ask why. Lyrically, I'm worship. Don't front the word sick. You cursed it, but rehearsed it. I drop unexpectedly like bird shit. You herbs get stuck quickly for royalties and show money. Don't forget the publishing. I punish them. I'm done with them, son. I'm surprised you run with them. I think they got cum in them. Cause they nothing but dicks. Trying to blow up like nitro and dynamite sticks. Mad, I smoke hydro, rock diamonds, that's sick. Got paid off my flow, rhyme with my own clip. Take trips to Cairo, lay in with your bitch. I know you praying you was rich, fucking prick. When I see you, I'ma kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. This goes out for those that choose to use disrespectful views on the king of NY. Fuck that, why try? Throw bleach in your eye. Now you're brailing it. Snatch that light shit, I'm scaling it. Conscience of your nonsense. In 88, so more powder than Johnson and Johnson. Tote steel like Bronson. Vigilante, you wanna get on, son? You need to ask me. Ain't no other kings in this rap thing. They siblings, nothing but my children. One shot, they disappearing. It's ill when MCs used to be on cruddy shit. Took home, ready to die. Listen, study shit. Now they on some money shit. Successful out the blue. They lightweight, fragile. My 9 milli make the white shake. That's why my money never funny. And you still recouping. Stupid, 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 stupid.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Sample Set on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Ambrose Moncrief, and I hope you all are having a very, very great night so far. And for everybody who stays up weekly to watch my show, or for anyone who stayed up to watch my show for this specific episode, thank you very, very much. I've been doing this show for almost 3 months now, and every show that I've done, I've had a blast recording it. I've learned something new within recording it, and I hope you all have just as much fun listening to it as I do recording it. Now, for anyone who's new to the show, I have an Instagram page at the.sampleset, and I also have a Gmail account called thesampleset.umfm@gmail.com. So if you want to ever give me a review on the show, any goods or bads about the show, or any requests of songs or requests of topics you want discussed on the show, let me know there, either on my Instagram or on my email. Now that's enough about me, so let's dive right into the episode. So the song I used to start off this episode was a song called Kick in the Door by Notorious B.I.G., aka Biggie Smalls or Biggie, whatever you want to call him. He has multiple different nicknames. Now, Kick in the Door samples a song called I Put a Spell on You by Screaming Jay Hawkins, and that was the sample that you heard play before Kick in the Door by Biggie Smalls. Now, this song came out in 1956, and in a very amazing fashion at that. So I Put a Spell on You was recorded in September of 1956 and was released in November of 1956. That's amazing to me, because a lot of new artists, they leak songs, they preview songs, they are delayed by 3, 4, 5, even 10 years. And this song was recorded in 1956 at a time where they could blame recording delay on just technology and things like that. But they still got the song out 2 months later. So give it up for Screaming Jay Hawkins, everybody. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Now, with that information being said, you might be wondering, what's the topic for tonight's episode? And you know what? I was torn between which topic I wanted to do, because I was thinking of doing the top 10 best sample-based hip-hop songs and top 10 best samples, but I was having a lot of problem just narrowing it down to 10 of my favorite or 10 that I would think are the best, because at the end of the day, I think there's more than just 10 songs that should be a staple of the best ones in hip-hop, especially sample-based hip-hop. I was thinking, if you were to do something like that, you'd have to do more of like a top 100 or top 50 list, because just 10 would be almost next to impossible to pick, especially with the types of critics out there like Anthony Fantano and so on. You just couldn't please anybody with a top 10 best list, because in my opinion, and many philosophers' opinions out there, beauty or art or anything that you enjoy is all subjective. So what I think are the top 10 best may not be the top 10 best to somebody else, may not be the top 10 best to the Billboard. So with all this sort of confusion, I was just thinking, you know what, make it a little bit more friendly, and I'm just gonna do 9 or 10 of my favorite tracks that use some really, really cool and awesome samples, instead of saying that they're the best, because realistically, the best is just subjective, so there really isn't any best. So with all of that being said, the theme for tonight is going to be my top favorite sample-based tracks, and they're in no particular order either. I just want to play them in an order that sounds good to you and also sounds good to me, so here we go. The next song on my list here is a song called Mobius by A Tribe Called Quest. It's off of the We Got It From Here, Thank You For Your Service album, an album review that I actually did on this show where I played some of my favorite tracks from that album. Now, Mobius actually wasn't on that list because I didn't like Mobius at the time of recording that show, which actually wasn't too long ago, but I sort of forced myself to listen to the songs on the album that I didn't already just like. And after a while of listening to them and listening to them, I actually gained a liking for them because they were just a little bit more obscure. They weren't things that sounded familiar to my ear. But once I gained a little bit more of a rapport with those songs, a little bit more of a sort of relationship with those songs, if you will, I began to like them a lot. And I'd say the best of those songs that I sort of built a new relationship with is a song called Mobius. And every day I kick myself for not paying a little bit more attention to this song, as now it is actually one of my favorite songs off the album. So if I was to redo the Thank You For Your Service album review episode, I would definitely put this song on there. Now, Mobius samples a song called Prologue by The Gentle Giant. This song came out in 1972, so I'm not too sure if you're familiar with it. I'm kind of saying it like it's something that everyone should know, but you know what? I'm not too sure if anyone's familiar with this song, because I know when I looked it up, I sure wasn't. But you know what? I'm going to dive more into the sample information and all that jazz after I play this song Mobius by A Tribe Called Quest. So remember, folks, you're listening to this live on 101.5 UMFM, The Sample Set.
Break bread, ribs, $100 bills, dream about Bugattis and other four wheels. They say Illuminati and other ordeals is how my lawyer got me to avoid a raw deal. And now it's more real than it is for any other star. And that's enough to have you tearing up the mini bar. I should probably get awards when the Emmys are for how I deal with the path like Remy Ma. I get in the car like a sniper's on the roof now. But don't confuse how you see me have to move now. I got bars like a cypher's in the booth now. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Long as they get my page right on Wikipedia. Long as they say my name right in the media. If you don't, that's a sin like Cincinnati. Cause ever since I had the polo suit at the Grammys, I've been spitting at the camera like Trick Daddy. So swaggy could've broke up with IG. I ain't surprised that they broke up on IG. I got the game on IV. Might as well have a live feed. Keep a fresh cut from IB. So I always match the picture in my ID. Cause back in Dub C, I ran with Mac 10. I was still a baby Similac then. And with the crack era did the black men. It had to be your era if you had a Cadillac then.
How I rock mine, I throw it up, making sure that you niggas all are on the same page. Powerful force, you better look both ways. Fuck that, I'm choking niggas, it's going down. I'm from a different cloth, we the oracles of the sound. Skip town, hit them with impeccable pound. Lost pound, the way I flooded niggas gon' drown. Whip shit, oh, wait, I gotta do it again, You already know the script, roundhouse kick. She looking at me, licking her lip. Put my arm around her like a bowl of chip with a dip. With your bitch, what the fuck, niggas erupt? I got the half moon clip, that's banana. A good planner, a new anger like a larger Bruce Banner. Out the house, nigga, if you open your mouth. And, nigga, if you open your mouth, fuck the press. I'm leaving every room in a mess like herds of bowl with the aprons on and baking soda. Keep it moving, keep the combo short and bring a case of Henny. Helps the pain, I control many. Helps the lies when niggas go run high. Keep the way to scribe conflict with they real lives. Fanatic shit be go bizarre. Bad news for niggas as I go emphatical, radical, national animal, ruling like a czar. Every time I black for the record, the shit splatter. The whole data, no bullshit, the boom bapper. I pull together, whip the shit, cook the batter. When I pull up on niggas, even your mama gon' scatter. It's got.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Sample Set on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Ambrose Moncrief, and the song you just heard there was Mobius by A Tribe Called Quest off of the We'll Take It From Here, Thank You For Your Service album. Now, to anyone just tuning in, this episode is about some of my favorite or some of my top picks of sample-based hip-hop songs, and Mobius, the song I just played there by A Tribe Called Quest, is one of them. Now, I had said before I played that song that it samples a song called Prologue by A Gentle Giant, a song that came out in 1972. Now, the part of Prologue that was used in Mobius by A Tribe Called Quest is right here.
But fate and skill and chances play their part. The wind of change.
Yes, so there it is. I'm sure you can recognize it from the sort of beat switch that's in Mobius when it switches from the hard pounding drums and the little guitar stab to that sample right there. And speaking about that sample, that is actually the part of the song that got me turned onto this song in general. Because I'd always skip over it when I was listening to the album because I thought, I had kind of assumed, and this is why you shouldn't assume, I had assumed that the song was going to sound the way it sounded at the start the whole way through, and it was just going to be sort of slow and punchy, that sort of basic boom bap feel. But you know what? It was my bad thinking that way anyway, because I was also sort of doubting Q-Tip's methods and production style, because I know that he isn't a guy that would just leave a song that boring, but for whatever reason I sort of assumed that, and now I'm sort of feeling the repercussions of it and kicking myself because I missed out on such an amazing song by just assuming that it wasn't that good from listening to the beginning of it. And you know, with saying that, it's almost like with a book, you should never judge it by its cover. You should never judge a song by the way it sounds when it first starts. A lot of people just hear the starting of a song and skip it. But you know, sometimes if you listen through those songs, Those songs have beginnings that aren't meant to sound friendly, because they switch into something a little bit more friendly, just like that beat switch of Mobius. Now, on the topic of beat switches, the next song here that I want to play from my list is a song called XXX by Kendrick Lamar off of his 2017 album Damn. Now, I don't want to spoil it too much by giving you too much of the itinerary or sample history before I play it, so I'm just going to play it here for you, just like I did with Mobius, and get into more of the information behind the track after it plays. So for everybody listening right now, this is XXX by Kendrick Lamar off of Damn.
America, God bless you if it's good to you. America, please take my hand. Can you help me understand?
Throw a steak off the ark to a pool full of sharks, he'll take it. Leave him in the wilderness with a sworn nemesis, he'll make it. Take the gratitude from him, I bet he show you something, whoa. I chip a nigga a little bit of nothing. I chip a nigga a little bit of nothing. I chip a nigga a little bit of nothing. I chip a nigga, then throw the blower in his lap. Walk myself to the court like, bitch, I did that, X-rated. Johnny don't wanna go to school no more, no more. Johnny said books ain't cool no more. Johnny wanna be a rapper like his big cousin. Johnny caught a body yesterday out hustling. God bless America, you know we all love him.
Yesterday I got a call like from my dog, like 101. Said they killed his only son because of insufficient funds. He was sobbing, he was mobbing, way belligerent and drunk. Talking out his head, philosophing on what the Lord had done. He said, Kid, I can you pray for me? It's been a fucked up day for me. I know that you anointed, show me how to overcome. He was looking for some closure, hoping I can bring him closer to the spiritual. My spirit do no better, but I told him I can't sugarcoat the answer for you. This is how I feel. If somebody killed my son, that means somebody getting killed. Tell me what you do for love, loyalty and passion of all the memories collected, moments you can never touch. I wait in front of niggas spot and watch him hit his block. I catch a nigga leaving service if that's all I got. I chip a nigga then throw the blower in his lap. Walk myself to the court like, bitch, I did that. Ain't no black power when your baby killed by a coward. I can't even keep the peace. Don't you fuck up one of hours, it be murder in the street. It be bodies in the hour, ghetto rabbi on the street. Paramedics on the dial, let somebody touch my mama, touch my sister, touch my woman, touch my daddy, touch my niece, touch my nephew, touch my brother. You should chip a nigga, then throw the blower in his lap. Matter of fact, I'm about to speak at this convention, call you back.
Great American flag is wrapped and dragged with explosives, composed of disorder, sons and daughters, barricaded blacks and borders. Look what you taught us. It's murder on my street, your street, back streets, Wall Street, corporate offices, banks, employees, and bosses with homicidal thoughts. Donald Trump's in office. We lost Barack and promised to never doubt him again. But is America honest or do we bask in sin? Pass the gin, I mix it with American blood, then bash your men. You crippin' or you married to blood, I'll ask again. Oops, accident, it's nasty when you set us up, then roll a dice, then bet us up. You overnight the big rifles, then tell Fox to be scared of us. Gang members or terrorists, etc., etc. America's reflections of me, that's what America does.
It's not a place. Of drum and bass, you close your eyes to look around.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Sample Set on 101.5 UMFM. The song you just heard there was XXX by Kendrick Lamar. And like I said earlier, I want to hop into some of the sample history right now, so let's do it. Now, as you probably heard, there are various beat switches within this song, and there are various samples behind those different beat switches. Now, XXX by Kendrick Lamar starts with a sample from a song called America by someone named Beacon, and it goes a little song like this. America. So yes, that is the sample that is used that creates the beginning of the song. And then with the part of the song that has the hard 808 bass that drops in after that, there are some little trumpet stab sounds. And those come from a song called Get Up Off of That Thing by James Brown. And those stabs sound like this.
I'm back! I'm back!
And more specifically, the last two stabs at the end. Which, other than just this Kendrick song, are used in a lot of different songs. For example, South Bronx by the BDP.
Yo, what's up, Blastmaster KRS-One?
Now, to seal off the sample history here for the song called XXX by Kendrick Lamar, the drum break that is used in the last half of the song, where U2 is actually singing, comes from a song called Wawa Man by the Young Holt Unlimited, and it goes like this. So yes, that covers the sample history and sample itinerary of sorts for XXX by Kendrick Lamar. And I feel like I keep repeating myself with the title of that song, so let's move on to the next one of my top picks. Now, this next song is very, very experimental, very dynamic, and very interesting to say the least. It samples a Ridge Racer 4 soundtrack song, and it is made by none other than JPEG Mafia, one of the artists slash producers that got me interested in production and audio engineering. Now, the song I'm talking about here is a song called Bald Remix that features Denzel Curry, an amazing artist of this generation. Now with this one, I'm gonna do what I like doing, and that's fading the original sample into the song. So here's a little bit of the Ridge Racer 4 soundtrack, faded into the Bald Remix by JPEG Mafia featuring Denzel Curry.
I change the plan, switch my style like I switch hands. Block the witness, take the stand. Fuck out the way, bitch, back it up. Shit better get played in the palace. I can't treat niggas like big deals. Why put up a front, I'm callous. Bald, I look like Ray Allen. These niggas make beats on big wheels. Your vibes is not a challenge. Boy, you can't rap for shit. Shuttleworth bust me with talent. Hairline through got these balance. Bald.
Yeah. My life was written already, so I was gifted already. And with this God-given talent, I knew the devil been met me. Can't compare me to Jesus because he ain't know his father. He told me peace, peace, steal, and see that steal his revolver. Cause in my hood, these niggas popping mollies and shooting. I'm stressed the fuck out. That's why I must commence to get zooted. I'm trapped in my head between the thoughts of health and my wealth. Right next to being selfish and just being myself. The fast spit a slash cash, get a pass in a sipping bag. Liquor, it's the nigga you may know. I'm the GOAT to them cloud chasers, and I'm about whatever's in them wave riders. Told them that my life is not a boat. You can't float. You call me Zeltron when I'm rapping. Call me Denzel when we fuck. Ho, you're allowed to touch me, but I don't wanna keep in touch. Whoa! Though, say I'm living comfortable because I'm making much though. But I wasn't happy, cut my hair and let the stunts go. Ever so softly, suicide has crossed me. Did I lose my mind? I feel my head been lost me. Been a couple years and haven't spoken to Lofty. Haven't seen a family, only been with the posse. Couple gold plaques, scratch that off a gold this cold shit is getting diamond blacks while staying focused. Yeah. No whip, I won't let him do me like y'all say. My mama say that I should pray cause demon comes in different shapes.
Okay.
Got that straight rats on my body cause my reeds don't fuck with bait. All these bars that I be writing make it hard for you to relate. Hesitate, I rarely do when fucking these hoes I barely knew. Overturning, starting new, can't act like a jit by 32. I'm 25 though, dreadlocks, had your boy like sideshow. Bob, can't complain about too much because I'm on my job. Switch my look, I got on hood, then call me young heartthrob. I am
ball.
Alright, cool.
Welcome back, everybody. That was The Bald Remix by JPEG Mafia featuring Denzel Curry. For anybody who missed some of the information before I played that song or tuned in halfway through that song, the sample that I played is sort of an interlude to the song, and the sample that makes that song is a track from Ridge Racer 4 called Move Me. Now, Ridge Racer 4 is a car game that was released on the PS1 that came out in the UK and the US in 1999, but came out in Japan in 1998. Now, the one thing I really, really like about JPEG Mafia is even though he has this cool, new, unique style of sound, he's experimenting with different sort of things, creating his own sort of sound. He makes next to all of his beats, and for most of his beats, he samples crazy different things, such as a soundtrack from a racing video game from the 90s. And hearing different songs from JPEG Mafia actually got me introduced and built my passion for beat making, as I watched a few interviews with him, and he was saying that he had sort of unique ideas for beats, like for example, sampling soundtracks from video games, sampling different sounds from real life, and he made a lot of beats when he was younger, but nobody knew how to rap on them because they have that weird sort of fast tempo experimental style that you heard on Bald. So he just kind of said, screw it, since you guys don't know how to rap on my songs, I'm gonna rap on them myself. And that's exactly what he did. And a few years later, here he is as JPEG Mafia, one of the coolest and most famous underground rappers of the newer decades. And you know what, to me, JPEG Mafia is very inspirational because he's kind of showing to all the people out there who want to make beats, to all the people out there that want to rap, it doesn't have to be status quo. It doesn't have to be what everything else is. You can create your own style. And that's exactly what he did and made him famous. So again, he's just trying to show that despite what the norms are in a certain genre, you can be that one person that goes ahead with the ideas that are locked up in your head, and you might create in a very amazing experimental form of that genre. So to anyone listening to this now that wants to make beats or wants to rap, wants to sing, wants to get into music, but don't really understand the conventional methods or don't really know how to get into it, a famous man once said, instead of saying one day, turn that into day one. So instead of saying one day you're gonna do it, make today day one of your learning process. Alrighty, so next up on the list here, we have a song called Rigor Mortis by Kendrick Lamar, which is off of his Section 80 album, the album that actually brought a lot of fame to Kendrick Lamar's name and showed the public that he wasn't just some rapper who's clowning around, he really means business. Now, Rigor Mortis samples a song called The Thorn by an artist named Willie Jones III, and this song came out in 2009, whereas Rigor Mortis came out in 2011, so Willie B, the person who produced the beat for Rigor Mortis, decided to sample some jazz that at the time came out very recently. So with that being said, I have not much more to say about it other than play the record for you. So here is Rigor Mortis by Kendrick Lamar off of his Section 80 album that came out in 2011.
Alright, here we go, third take. Real quick, Ali. Got me breathing with dragons. I cracked the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson with madness. Now just imagine the magic I like to ask is, don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He dead.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Chuch.
He dead.
I killed him.
Amen.
Bitch. And this is rigor mortis, and it's gorgeous when you die. I recorded and I'm Morpheus, the matrix in my mind. I'm out the orbit, you an orphan and a hairdresser combined. I'm on the toilet when I rhyme, if you the shit then I decline. I climax where you begin and then I end on cloud nine. And that's important when you morph into an angel in the sky. And don't be forging all my signatures, my listeners reply. And tell me that you biting style, you got a hell of an appetite. And I'm a beer for a while, just buckle up before the ride. Or knuckle up if you can fight, we always making them duck or die. A suit and tie is suitable, unusual, it's suicide. See I just might investigate this fucking parasite.
He did. Amen.
That's what they telling me. Aim it at your celebrity. This is studio felony. Ferragami to many and cool enough for the 70s. Nigga, payback's a bitch. And bitch, you been living in debt with me. Dead, I'm all in especially. Leave a call on his mother voice. Mother, say that he rest in peace. Big ol' chopper, the recipe. Wrestling, that's irrelevant. Rather rest at your residence. Whistling to the melody. Couldn't think of a better D. Better be on your P&Q. It's just me, J-Rock, Soul, and Q. Solar system and barbecue. Nothing else you can do.
He dead.
Yup, yup.
Amen.
I killed him.
He dead.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I'll crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Billy Manson. Don't ask who your favorite rapper.
He dead.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He dead.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask who your favorite rapper. I rapped them and made them Casper. I captured the likes of NASA. My pedigree to fly faster. I passed the week to the pastor. We all are sinners. Once you sentence the Bible, study faster. Yo, hypocrite is reaction to blasphemy. I assassin my casualty and it's casually done. And tell them my salary coming. Lump so 100s. Don't talk to me about no money. The sun is under my feet and I come in peace to compete. I don't run. If you have to leap, my statistics go up in weeks. And I go visit the nearest creek and I get busy. Yo, mini MC really ballistic. Anybody can see any assistance. Everybody to see some persistence. Recognize I be really too vicious. The permanent beast and the demolition. Bringing up the streets, better partition. Better dot your T. Hannibal mention. Out of all you see, putting my dick in the rap industry. Everybody bitching, getting mad at me. Recognize Kendrick in a battery. And I'm charged up in a catastrophe. It's charged up in audacity. And y'all fucks never could hassle me. And y'all luck just ran out, you'll see.
He dead.
Yep.
Amen.
I know.
He dead.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He dead.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He dead.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Rigor Mortis by Kendrick Lamar off of his Section 80 album. And yes, alongside with Triple X by Kendrick Lamar. These are two of my favorite songs, and that's why I feel like it would fit perfectly with tonight's episode, as tonight we're going over some of my top favorite songs that are obviously sample-based hip-hop songs. Now, some of you might be wondering, what makes that song so special to fit it into one of my top favorite song lists? And you know what? It's a very, very simple explanation, but here it is. So I've always sort of liked jazz, and it's just been a style of music that I've always really enjoyed, even from a young age. And I think I have the Monsters, Inc. theme song to blame for that. But I always just really like jazz, especially when you hear the muffled sort of trumpets, the muffled horns. And when I listen to Rigor Mortis, it sort of reminds me of a new age jazz, that new age style, as they're sampling jazz but adding newer drum techniques on top of it. So for me, I just really can't say no to this song, and it is one of my favorites because I can listen to it over and over again without getting bored of it. And to me, that's what I think fits the criteria of a really good song, is if you can listen to it over and over again without getting bored of it, or without it hurting your ears or getting listener's fatigue. Now, on the more informative side of things, the sample that was used in Rigor Mortis is a song called The Thorn, like I said earlier, by an artist named Willie Jones III. Now, The Thorn was lifted into the track of Rigor Mortis, so there wasn't too much chopping done to the original sample, but I'll let you hear it anyway. It goes like this. Boom. So almost even at the same tempo, Rigor Mortis isn't really that different from that part of the sample, from that part of The Thorn by Willie Jones III. And for anyone listening right now that is very into jazz, I would really recommend listening to The Thorn by Willie Jones III, because along with it giving you the same sort of feeling as Rigor Mortis by Kendrick, it's a very, very amazing and dynamic jazz song as well. Alrighty, so our next song on my list here is a song by D Savage called Pill. I showed this song to my friends a couple summers ago, and even they had to keep listening to it over and over again. So again, it fits that criteria of a good song, which is that you can listen to it over and over again without it getting boring or without causing you listeners' fatigue. Now, the song you're hearing right now is a song called How Long Will It Last by Jerry Butler and Brenda Lee Eager, as it serves for the sample for Pill by D Savage, which is a song that goes something kind of like this.
For the pendant, you think that it's easy, it's not. I'm pulling up in a new drop. These niggas be capping a lot. Pull up that, body's gon' drop. It's talking about knots, I got a lot. I got some crack, it's about to drop. I got some, it's about to lock. Kicking your dough, all in your spot.
I just seen an ounce finna pop him like a pill. Money pop spread, but this shit too real. Bitch, I'm in a trap, beat them pops with a deal. Got a new pipe, finna crack me a seal. Everywhere I go, gotta keep me a steal. Yeah, I'm too high, finna crash, shake the wheel. Everywhere that I go, gotta keep a Draco. Shoot it if I say so. I get them bags in for the low. I got a freak bitch, touch her toes. If I go broke, I'm kicking down doors. Tell them niggas lay low.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Pill by D Savage. And you know what? One thing I really, really like about this song is it shows that trap drums can also go on top of old school styled samples, and it'll still sound very, very good, which shows you that sampling is almost a timeless art form, as you can sample songs that might have been sampled in the 90s or 80s. Now, you could put our school, new school of trap style drums on top of it, and it will still sound good. Now, the reason why Pill by D Savage is a part of my favorites list, or my top list, whatever you want to call it, is because I really, really like the choice of sample. They didn't really chop the sample, they didn't cut it up at all, they actually just sped it up a little bit, put some nice hi-hats and bass and kicks on there, and then at the very end of the song, they actually slow the sample right down to its original time format, pretty much lifting this sample into a trap styled beat, which I find very, very amazing, as well as many people of our generation, as well as my friends who listen to it. It's just a very cool song that mixes a couple different generations of hip hop, where you'd find a sample like this in maybe an old J Dilla song, an old Q-Tip song, but it was used in our generation, so they're not putting any boom bap drums on it. They're putting trap drums, the drumming style of hip hop that's had a rise from the early 2000s to now. So even though I said when the show started that it would be hard to make a top 10 list, because for example, it's really, really hard to rank certain songs, and there's more than just 10 songs that are very, very good and at an elite level. But if I were to rank the songs that I've played today so far, Pill by D Savage would definitely be near the top of the list. Because like I said, whatever people consider their best is subjective. So for me, I would say D Savage Pill would be near the top of the list. But for any of you listening now, you might think I'm crazy and say, hey, this might not have been the best song on the list. But again, no stress, because whatever you call the best or your favorite is subjective to what you like. So in that case, nobody here is right or wrong. Moving on from D Savage, I'm going to move over to Travis Scott and play one of my favorite songs from him, which is called R.I.P. Screw. Now, I also like this song because of the sample choice, and it's not a conventional style of sampling, which also adds to the reason why I like it so much. So I'm sure all my listeners who know MF Doom, he likes to sample news clips, he likes to sample old movies, all that sort of stuff, all that sort of cool, unique stuff that you wouldn't really think of sampling when putting on a song, but Travis Scott uses that exact sampling method on R.I.P. Screw, and it reminded me of Doom, that's why I brought him up. But Travis Scott made this song R.I.P. Screw to pay homage to DJ Screw from Houston, someone who brought Houston a lot of recognition and popularity in the hip-hop world. And Travis Scott also being from Houston, it would only be right for him to shout out the person who brought Houston some of the recognition that even inspired him to rap. Now, DJ Screw popularized the chop and screwed style of music, so if you ever see a remixed album that's chopped and screwed, or if you ever see anything that's chopped and screwed, that was popularized by DJ Screw. Now, for anyone listening out there who doesn't know what chopped and screwed music is, it's when you remix a song by slowing it down by almost 2 times its original pace, and then also chopping it up. So some of the parts will be stuttering or repeating and sort of looping, but in a really, really cool, slow, unique Houston style. And speaking of this, Travis Scott embodies all of this in his song R.I.P. Screw, as what he does is sample a news clip from KTRK TV from 1998, which was an interview for DJ Screw as his chopped and screwed style was becoming more popular. And the really, really cool thing that Travis Scott does is he chops and screws this interview on top of the track. So all of this cool stuff, along with the euphoria that this song brought me when I first heard it, and the fact that I can't get tired of listening to it over and over again, you already know, that is why it's in one of my top favorite lists and why I'm playing it on this show, as that is the episode's theme. So without further ado, this is R.I.P. Screw by Travis Scott off of his Astroworld album from 2018.
Rest in peace and screw tonight, we take it slowly. Rest in peace and screw tonight, we take it slow.
Oh my God, I just can feel the love. Dropped out with the windows up.
Rest in peace and screw tonight, we take it slowly. Yeah. I just took a fold to the head like man. Drop the top on the slab like man. Off the top of the dome like man. Nothing beating home like man. In a screw tape zone like man. I go Pepsi on the phone like man. Flip say platinum, don't do chrome like man. Had the Southside fade, now let the braids hang. This shit SUC smooth like man. Rest in peace, screw like man. Rest in peace, the screw tonight, we take it slow.
Oh my god, I just can feel the love. Chopped out with the wings.
Sound into a national sound because throughout the South, and it's new to
Shawty got a thing for us.
Welcome back, everyone. That was R.I.P. Screw by Travis Scott off of his 2018 album, Astroworld. Now, this song sits high up on my list for a lot of different things. It's one of my favorite songs of all time, because to me, it just has this blissful, euphoric sort of feeling. It feels like you're floating in space. It's amazing. And all the different layers of instruments and sounds, percussion, it sounds very, very well put together, but also, again, just creates that very amazing, blissful vibe. Now, one more thing before we move on here. For anybody out there who's heard the Astroworld album by Travis Scott, if you do have time on your hands, one thing I would say is listen to it front to back, listen to it top to bottom, listen to all the songs in order, because there is a theory that since Astroworld was a theme park that closed down in Houston, Travis Scott made an album that was to simulate going to Astroworld, going to a theme park. So the first song on the album, Stargazing, it sort of has a slow, windy intro and then starts getting more and more hype as it goes on. So it's like when you're first walking into the park, you're scanning your wristbands, all that sort of stuff, all the way to the last song on the album, Coffee Bean, a song that's a lot slower, but it's like that vibe when you're leaving the amusement park and you had all that fun and a great time on all the rides, and you just kind of have that chill, euphoric, mellow vibe walking out of the park and back to your car. So it's a really cool concept. To me, it's a very, very unique and artistic take on music as a whole, creating a whole album that, again, like there's a song called Carousel on it that is to simulate going around a carousel. It's kind of has like a spinning sounding audio pan at the beginning. And then there's songs that have harder drops, softer drops throughout the album, like R.I.P. Screw. That's kind of that blissful vibe that you get, say, if you were on a Ferris wheel, for example. And to me, it also gives me the vibe of The Dark Side of Oz. And for anybody who doesn't know what that is, The Dark Side of Oz is, if you play The Dark Side of the Moon album by Pink Floyd, at the very second that The Wizard of Oz starts, all of the songs on the album from beginning to end match up with the scenes of The Wizard of Oz, even a scene where you can hear a heartbeat in the song, and when Dorothy puts her ear to the Tin Man's chest and she's listening for his heartbeat. So all of this stuff matches up quite well. So it's just like when Travis Scott made Astroworld, it's almost as if you had Astroworld playing in your ears the second you arrived at the theme park. It would pretty much embody your whole journey and your whole time at that park. Now, sadly, with the pandemic and all that stuff, I don't know the next time I'm going to be going to a theme park, but next time I go, I'm definitely going to try that and listen to Astroworld the entire time. Now, I only have two more songs left on this list, and these songs are both old school songs that I think will be a cool and just the right vibe to end the show on. Now, spoiler alert, if you hear the song playing in the background, for anyone who knows the movie, this is from Godzilla, but the song that it's sampled in is by Pharoah Monch, and that song is called Simon Says. Now, this song does a very, very good job at lifting the Godzilla theme song into the song, but also changing the tempo to be a little bit more upbeat and not as slow as you're hearing now. Now, a little bit of information on this song before we get to the other song. It's not just known as the Godzilla intro. It's actually called Gojira Tai Masura by Akira Ifukube. Now, this song came out in 1992, whereas Simon Says came out in 1999. So at that time, a very, very relevant song for Pharoah Monch to sample in their music. But enough with the information, enough with the history. This is Simon Says by Pharoah Monch. And remember, you're listening to this live on 101.5 UMFM.
Simon says, get the fuck up, throw your hands in the sky. Weez is in the back, sipping yak, y'all, what's up? Girls, rub on your titties.
Yeah,
I said it, rub on your titties. New York City, gritty, committee, pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Y'all know the name, Pharoah fucking Monch, ain't a damn thing changed. You all up in your range of shit, inebriated. Straight from your original plan, you deviated. I alleviated the pain with long-term goals. Slip my underground loop without the gold. You sold platinum around the world, I sold wood in the hood. But when I'm in the street and shit, it's all good. Assume the motivated boom, control the game like boom. Raider rock, clock, dollars flip, tips like a way to block shot. Styles greater, let my lyrics anoint. If you holding up the wall, then you're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon says get the fuck up. Put your hands to the sky. Brooklyn in the back shooting crash now, what's up? Girlies, rub on your titties.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I said rub on your titties. New York City, gritty committee, pity the fool that acts shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Yo, where you at? Uptown, let me see him. Notorious for the 6'5s and the BMs. Heads give you beef, you put them in the mausoleum. And shit, don't start jumping till after 12 p.m. Ignorant minds are free him. If you tired of the same old every day, you will agree him. The most obligated, hard and R-rated. Slated to be the best, I must confess the star made it. Some might even say the song is sexist, cause I ask the girls to rub on their breasts. Whether you're riding a train or a Lexus, this is for either or rollies or time X's. It's wicked like X's, this is the joint. You holding up the wall and you're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon says get the fuck up. Throw your hands in the sky. The brothers in the back shooting traps now, what's up? Girls, rub on your titties.
Yeah.
I said rub on your titties. New York City, gritty committee, pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. New Jerusalem, get the fuck up. Shaolin, get the fuck up. Long Isle, get the fuck up. Worldwide, get the fuck up.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Simon Says by Pharoah Monch. Now, the first time I heard that song was in Charlie's Angels 1, when the Charlie's Angels go to that little castle weird thing on the ocean to try and stop Eric Knox from, I guess, stealing their satellite. But there is a little scene where Eric Knox is seen blasting this song throughout his little castle mansion thing on the ocean. And from the second I heard that song, I was like, I need to find this. But back when I heard it, there wasn't too much on YouTube and stuff like that. So I had to really look it up on Google and try and find the CD or try and find it on iTunes and buy it or something like that. So to this day, this is one of the songs that I have on my iPhone because I bought it with my very, very old iPod Nano on the iTunes store, which not a lot of people use anymore because there's like Spotify and Apple Music, but surprisingly still is around. You can actually get the iTunes store on your iPhone and other Apple products. With that being said, we only have about 7 minutes or so, give or take. And there was one more song that I wanted to play here that is on my favorites list, and that song is called To You, For You by Slum Village. But it's To You, For You, the version that's from the Fantastic Volume 2.10, because on the Fantastic Volume 1, there's To You, For You on there as well, but it's actually a different version than the one I'm about to play right now. Now, with this song, I had it at the end of the show for multiple reasons. One, because sometimes you do have to save the best for last, And two, it also has a very, very good vibe to end the show. It's very, very calm and groovy and funky. So definitely stay around till the end of this song because it is a very, very good song. And I don't want any of you, my listeners out there, to miss out. Now, To You, For You samples a song called John's in My Bonds by D'Angelo. And the thing is, it doesn't sample too much of the song. It actually just samples one of the synth notes at the very, very beginning. And that's the magic that J Dilla has behind him, is that he sampled one note from a song and turned it into something completely different. And no hate on D'Angelo by any means, but I'd say different but better. Now I'll play the little note section at the beginning of D'Angelo's song that has these little synth piano Rhodes type notes, and then chop it into To You, For You by Slum Village as the last song on this show before I close it out at the end. So with that being said, this is To You, For You by Slum Village with a little bit of its sample at the beginning.
With you, hey, what's up with you? What you gonna do?
Gonna do.
You want me, don't you?
You want me, don't you?
I know you do.
I know you.
Yeah, I want you too.
I want you too.
You wanna do me? I know it's me. Yeah, I know it's me. I hope it's me. See when you notice me.
Notice me.
I noticed you.
I noticed you.
You say what up?
You say what up?
What up with you?
What up with you?
The things you do and who you do it to. Watch what you do. I'm seeing you. I know it's good for you.
Good for you.
It's just 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 for you.
Check, to be my check, if you gon' be my check, to be my check. Don't talk no shit.
Talk no shit.
Who you with?
Who you with?
Are you with him?
Are you with him?
The package.
The package.
I guess it's meant for us to split. It must be meant for us to split. I be the man.
I be the man.
To understand.
To understand.
I understand.
I understand.
I be the man.
I be the man.
So what you do? It's up to you. It's up to you. What you do? It's up to you.
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 Smile in my face to show me the night. But behind my back, you be bringing the wacky stuff. When you say, hush your buzz on some stuff. You be on my Disney, do that dance trick. Nah, everything you do, you fall back. Hey, you lack, cause you be bringing the wacky stuff. The f just running his mouth. I ain't seeing that. Troop, you making up. But you want my, and you want my, and you want my, I want your click in a special way.
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 Welcome back, everybody. I hope everyone had a great time listening to this show. For everyone just tuning in, whoever just caught that song, that was To You, For You by Slum Village. And the purpose of today's episode was kind of to show you some of my favorite songs in the sample-based hip-hop scene. And they were from various different generations, too, because I wanted to mix it up and not just show you that I only listen to the older music or only listen to the newer music. I want to show you the variety of different styles that I listen to throughout this one genre. With that being said, I hope you all had a very, very great time listening. I hope you guys at least learned something new. And if you didn't learn something new, I hope you had a good time and had a good listening experience once again. With that, we are coming up on our 1 hour mark to mark the end of the show. So I'm just going to do what I do here and sign it out. So to everybody, I hope you all have a great night and a great day tomorrow. I'm Ambrose Moncrief signing out. This is The Sample Set. Peace.